Case number 12541, Kevin and Sophia Bremser seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Rock Elm Drive within the Keenwick subdivision. The 91 address is 38198 Rock Elm Drive, Selbyville. Zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 533, map 19.12, parcel 120. The applicant is specifically seeking a 0.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling, a 5.2-foot variance for a proposed porch, a 6.2-foot variance for proposed steps, a 4.8-foot variance for the proposed garage addition, an 18.9-foot variance for the proposed garage addition, and a 2.6-foot variance for the proposed garage addition, all from the 30-foot front yard setback. Staff would like to note the CO, there was record of a CO issued on the dwelling, an existing garage in 1982. We'd like to report there's zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
If you would please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Kevin Bremser, 38198 Rock Elm Drive, Selbyville.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And you are allowed, if you wish, at the podium to take your mask off. You certainly can leave it on if you wish, but that's about the only place here where you can keep it, take it off.
All right, I appreciate it.
If I may, right before he starts, he did submit an exhibit that I've passed out to everyone.
Good evening. This request is for a variance to improve our property by adding a new garage and converting our existing garage to a living space, which doesn't affect the variance, but we'd also like to add a front porch to build really up to the 25-foot association approved setback instead of the county 30-foot setback. After I submitted my application, I learned from the surveyor that the side is actually subject to a road right-of-way, although the road doesn't actually go along the side of our property, as you can see. And I have in my exhibit I submitted is pictures of the model of what we want to improve, the garage and the front porch, different views, and views of the side property that there is actually not a road along our side of our property. It's some undeveloped land, and I don't know who owns that. I couldn't find it in the county information. So again, this request is for a variance to build along 25-foot front setback, and we need a side variance to go 11.9 feet according to the site plan. To answer the questions here, the uniqueness of the property. We wish to improve the property by building a front porch and new garage. The current state of the front entrance are concrete steps with no overhead protection, which we consider a safety concern going into our retirement years. Since the house is already built to the county 30-foot front setback, then a variance is needed to resolve the entrance issue and to provide an appealing look to the property. Number two, we can't otherwise be developed. The front of the house was built to the 30-foot setback, front setback, and therefore our front porch and appealing garage addition cannot be built without this variance. Not created by the applicant. We are not the original owners of the property, and so we did not build the house. Number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Most houses in this community are unique. This is Keenwick on the Bay in Selbyville. So most houses are very unique, and therefore this project will align a house with this uniqueness. Also, there seems to be many houses in the community that do not conform to the 30-foot setback, just from observation. minimum variance, if it was authorized, will it afford relief? Yes, it will. We have a design from our builder, and this variance will provide a design that's acceptable to us. And it's also been pre-approved by the association as well. So that is my presentation. Thank you.
Any questions for the gentleman?
Couple of questions for the staff. The total number of variances that we're asking for in this case?
It was six.
That's what I thought. And the property next to is not developable.
Correct. It's recorded as a street, as part of Rock Elm Street on the plot, but it wasn't obviously built that way. So in his pictures, he also shows some of that grassy area.
Right.
In the screen.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Nothing else is going to be on the right side of that, correct? It's just going to be how it's shown here. There's no heating and air.
Right,
there's no steps, nothing like
right.
that. Okay. Can you talk to your neighbors?
Yes. They walked by the house, they've looked at the variance sign in front, and they had no problems.
Other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I see you've got, it looks like a lagoon to the rear. Do you have any flooding back there?
No. I mean, once since we've owned it, it overflowed the bulkhead, but it didn't go cover the whole yard, just the very back part. So we've owned it since 2003.
The proposed garage addition, is there a reason why it can't be pushed further back? Align with the dwelling, perhaps be further away from the road?
We would accept that if we were, if that was the decision by the council or county here.
I think one thing is that to the board, you have to demonstrate that what you're asking for is the minimum variance to afford relief.
Uh-huh.
So part of that's an element that you have to demonstrate. So if you're asking for variances from the front yard that appear to be more substantial than that addition, so if it could be pushed back, that would minimize the need for variance. I was just wondering if there was a reason why it was located there, perhaps not located elsewhere.
We just thought when we came up with that design to be the most appealing, and we thought originally we were only asking for a front variance before we learned about the side right variance.
Yeah, this one is a little different in that the Rock Elm kind of curves around, at least where the property line is.
Yes.
So what I think you're referring to as the side is actually a continuation of the front.
Right.
Now, that leads me to this question. Your HOA has a 25-foot front yard setback. Is that going to pose a problem there with it being that front is a continuation, or are they treating it differently?
They're treating that as a side, and therefore that's a 5-foot variance for the association.
And can you explain again the reason that you're needing these structures as you already have a dwelling on site?
Well, we want to improve the property, and it's a rectangular structure, and we can't build backwards. We want to add another bedroom, so we convert the garage, and therefore we need another garage. And
the reason you can't go back to the rear, why is that?
Well, um, Well, we want, because we're converting the garage to living space, then we got to build a garage on the side of the house. And that's the only place we can build.
I presume that's the only place you've got a driveway or access? I have no further questions. Thank you.
I do have one more question. Sir, on the garage, you moved it out. That lines up with your step two. That's why everything's in line, your garage and your porch.
Right.
Is it, you got a door on that side to get to the house from the garage?
No, from the outside or from the inside?
From the outside, from the inside of the garage, in and out. How are you going to get into your, you're not going to go through your bedroom, so you got a door on your garage?
Okay. You're talking about from the inside?
Yeah.
The garage, okay. We're not going to convert the entire existing garage to living space. We're going to leave us a space behind the bedroom such that you walk from the kitchen into the laundry room, then the laundry room into that space behind the new bedroom, and then a side door at the back of the garage going aside.
Okay, I didn't know if you're going to have a side door in the front, you know, to just go right to your porch. That's why I didn't know why, that's why you brought it up farther.
No, we're not putting a door there.
Okay. Okay, I understand what you're doing. Thank you.
Any other questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Chase on the line. Chase, your line is open.
Hello, this is Chase Phillips. I'm an employee with Suffolk County, and I am calling in tonight to test the line.
Thank you.
Thanks. If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12541 for Kevin and Sophia Bremser for the requested variance. I believe the property is unique in its physical conditions. I don't believe that the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12541 has been approved.
Thank you very much.